Okay, today we start the second parak, Parakos and Pasin. We've had this, referred to this case a couple times before, but now we have it in the Mishnah itself. Beginning of the second parak, Yud Zayin Amabes. Osin Pasin Libi Rose, Arba Diumda Nir Kishmona, Div Rebbe Yehuda, Remeir Omer, Shmona Nir Kishnemas, or Avar Diumda Vavar Pshutin. What does all this mean? Background is that on the way, at least according to Rashid, this is talking about the Oli Regala. When the Bnei Yisrael used to go up to the Ola Regal in Yerushalayim, they used to have to stop and camp overnight, and they had to give water to their animals. And the problem was that the water was in these pits or wells, as we'll talk about both of those in the Gemara, and the pits were 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so they were there in a, what was considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and they have to give it to their animals, which were standing outside the bar, which was in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So they had to create a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on the top of the bar, so that they could feed their animals when they encamped. So how do you create this Rishus HaYachid is the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says that what you're allowed to do is to have Arba'a Diyumdin, four right angle mechitzos on the four corners of the area that you were trying to enclose. And if you have the picture book, it's picture number 124. Each diumid, we'll see that it's called a diumid because it's du amud, it's two sides. Each side is the length of an amma, six tefachim. And as long as you have those surrounding on the four corners, so that is a symbolic machitza, and we could be mekel and allow, because this is a tzara gadol, it's the Oli Regalim. Other Rishonim say it's labdafka the Oli Regalim, but at least according to Rashi, it's the tzara gadol of the Oli Regalim. That's why we're allowed to have these four diumd in there, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's lashon of nir and kishmona. It appears like eight, because each of these right angle walls have two sides to it, so it appears as if there are four walls there. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Meir's kishmona. No, you need eight parts altogether, near and kishdemasar, are ba'ad yumdin rapa pshutin. We'll see what case Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are disputing, but on the Rabbi Meir's, the Pashas is saying at this point that you need in between these four right angle points in the corners, you need a straight mechitza in between on all the sides. That means adding four, and it's 12 altogether instead of eight. We'll see exactly which is the case under the machlokas on tomorrow's daf. That's on Yud Tes. But continues the Mishnah. Govan Asara. All of these have to be 10 tefachim high, because as we learned, that is the height of a mechitza. Govan Asara tefachim v'rachban shisha, and they have to be the width of six tefachim, which we said is an amma. So each side is an amma long. V'ovyon kol shehu, their thickness is a kol shehu. There's no specific shear. Ubeinehen, how much space are you allowed to have in between these walls? So that's also a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, kamali shtei revakos shel shalosh shalosh bakar. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the size of that could fit two teams of oxen going through at the same time. Two teams of oxen, that's what Rabbi Meir says. And as the Gemara is going to explain, that's 10 amos. No more. As long as you have 10 amos in between, so that is good enough for Rabbi Meir to allow you to have these pasin libiros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and that's in the picture, right? The picture in 126 shows these cows, three going in, three going out with their equipment on, and that is the shear, that's 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says you have a little more space. Shal arba, of two teams of animals, but of four animals each. So that is a little larger space in between. As the Gemara is going to say, that's 13 and a third amos. But Rabbi Yehuda says, kshuros velo mutaros. They have to be tied up and not loose. Again, that's a chumrah, because it can't be loose. That means even more space. It has to be tied up. So that halacha is a chumrah. But achas achnechas, achas yotzei, is this one is a kula. Because it's not that six are going in all the same direction. It's three going in and three going out. Whenever there's friction, so then it's harder. You need more space. Let's say if everybody's going in one doorway at once, so then that requires less space than three people trying to go in and three people trying to go out. That would require more space. So achad achlef v'achad yotzeis is a kula to have a little more space. So that is the halacha of the Mishnah. That you're allowed to have these pasin libi raus. So let's stop for a minute and deal with Tosfos's issue. Tosfos, which is the older Rishonim, Osin arba diumdin, says the Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the parak, v'hadam la'el hachi agmei rachmana lamosha lo tifro tzruba. Tosfos's problem, which older Rishonim ask, that is we have a Gemara earlier on Daf Tezvav, which used the lashon of hachi agmei rachmana lamosha. Hashem told Moshe, don't have paritz merubah la'omeid, which seems to say that it's a din d'oraisa. paris ruv below me. That's a psul daraisa. So if it's a psul daraisa, how could all of a sudden, at the beginning of this parak, we say, osin pasin labiros, the chazal could say, because it's difficult, the only regalim, you're allowed to be mekel. If it's a din daraisa, you can't be mekel. If it's a din darabanan, they can relax the din darabanan in certain cases. But if it's a din daraisa of paris ruv below omates, then the rabbanan can't say, oh, you don't have to worry about it. So there are a number of answers given in the Rishonim. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, that problem of paris ruv below omate, hainu hecha de leka sham dalad mechitzos. Ki hacha. The only time when it parsim ul omid is a problem on a daraisa level, if there are no mechitzos there. If there are no mechitzos, so then you have the problem of parsim ul omid. But here there are mechitzos. They're symbolic mechitzos. But you have an amma on each side. As we said, each of the side of his yumdin is an amma. So that's why, says Tosfos, is not a problem here. What exactly does Tosfos mean? We're not going to get into it so much, but if you want to do more research, Reb Chaim, Al Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, discusses what pshat of this Tosfos is. But that is answer number one of Tosfos. The Rashba and the Ritva quote the Shita of the Ravid, which is, in essence, is a second answer. The Ravid says, don't take that Gemara earlier so literally. Even though it says, Hachi Agmarei Rachman, it doesn't mean really the Torah, didn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Paras Ruv Ala Omed is a Din Daraisa. Really, it's a Din Darabanan. Paras Ruv Ala Omed is a Psul Darabanan. Daraisa is okay, even if Paras is Ruv Ala Omed. Aye, so what do you do with that Lashon? So the Ritva and the Rashba both say, what does that mean? Drachmana agrei lamoshe misinai shekena sidin chachamim lasakein. As many Chazal say, dinan drabanan Moshe Rabbeinu knew about, komasha talmud vasek asek lachadesh, nidnu lamoshe Rabbeinu, he knew about a lot, but it doesn't say it goes into effect, and it's applicable and obligatory right away. So that's what it means. Agmar achmana, yes, he told him, but it's not that that means that that is a din to oraisa. That is a second answer. The Ritva kind of has, after he quotes the Ravid, he doesn't like it, he quotes a kind of opposite answer. The Ravid said that don't take that Gemara so literally. Here's the Ritva here says, don't take this Gemara, this Mishnah, as we first understood it as a Din D'Rabbanan. This Mishnah itself is a Din D'Oraisa. As the Ritva says, we learned earlier in the Masechta that Mechitzin are Halacha Moshe Misinai, so there are a lot of details within Mechitzin. So this is one detail of Mechitzin that was also part of Halacha Moshe Misinai. As earlier we had before, that you have a concept of chatzitza, and that's the details were given later on, but it also might be part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. So it says the Ritva, ki mechitza Halacha Moshe Misinai ve'in kulam shavos. Shai writes, there are so many different halachas of mechitza. You have pitikra yored v'sosem, good achas mechitza, ein bekias gemalim mevatla, mechitza's da alma, they're mevuta with bekias gedim, if animals could go in. He says, kachu din Torah, so to hear. The kol sheish mechitza shlemos bezavios shir ama l'chol tzad, ke'in pasi biros, shepas echad chashuva mechitza gemura, v'lo tibas mishu birds of olam. That's part of the Din D'Oraisa. V'ro Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, you should only use this Din D'Oraisa in a certain case, by the Oli Regalim. But lav dafka, this is a Din D'Rabbanan. This is a Din D'Oraisa, which Chazal limited to use in Litzorech cases. But that is a third approach of the Ritva to answer our question of Tosfos. Tosfos gives one answer, the Ravid is a second answer, the Ritva is a third answer. Okay, the Sfasemetz also gives an answer we're not going to go into. Continues the Mishnah, second to last line of the Amud. Mutalak of the Be'er, where do you have to make these pasin? How close to the Be'er are you allowed to make it? And how far away can you? So first, how close? So Mutalak of the Be'er, the Mishnah says you could move him very close to the well. Ubilvad shetehei para rosha v'ruba bifnim v'shosa. As long as there's room for the cow's head and most of his body to be on the inside and drink. Look at picture 127, as a picture of the cow drinking. So the pasin could be very close as long as there's enough room for the cow on each side to be able to drink. The Gemara is going to say, and Achites, that this is two amos, but that's what it says. There is quoted in the Ritva, quoted in other Rishonim as well, a machlokas Rishonim about is there one shear for all animals? Do you say that a para has its shear and the gamel has its shear and the aes has its shear, the goats and the camels and all the different animals have the different shear? Or do you say no, it's all one shear? That's a machlokas Rishonim. But at least the Mishnah here talks about the para. The para rusha rusha ruba befnei v'shosa. Period. So that's in terms of how close. Mutter laharchik kol shehu, ubavasha yarba bepasin. What about how far away? So it says you're allowed to be marchik kol shehu, you're allowed to throw as far away as possible, as far as you want, ubavasha yarba bepasin. But you have to add pasin, because as we said before, there's a limit in terms of the distance between the pasin. Reb Meir had said 10 amos, and Reb Yehuda had said 13 and a third amos. So you can have more than this. If you want to make a larger area, that's fine, but you just have to add the pasin. Reb Yehuda Omer ad Beis Asayim. Reb Yehuda said, no, there is a limit. There's a limit to how far, how large you can make the area. A Beis Asayim. Beis Hasayim, which is 5,000 cubic amos. Amrulo, the Chacham answered Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hasayim isn't applicable here. Lo amru Beis Hasayim el legina v'karpef. No, the Shir Beis Hasayim was only said regarding a garden and a karpef. So this is the Yesod, a din that we're going to have a number of times in the Masechta. Let's explain it now. There's a concept that even if a area is surrounded by walls, but if it was not made to be lived in, to have it be a dira, so that even if it has walls around it, if it's very, very large, it's not called a Rishos HaYachid. If it's a small place and has walls around it, it doesn't matter why it was made. But if it's a very large area, more than Beis Hasayim, more than 5,000 cubic amos, if it wasn't what's called Hukaf Ladira, as Rashi in the first skinny line says, She'ein HaKefam Ladira, Karvet Hekav Gadol Chutz Leir, so if you didn't make the area l'shem dira, so that if it's more than Beis Hasayim, so then it's not considered Rishos HaYachid. That is a din which we're going to have a number of times. But that's what the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda. What are you bringing in Beis Hasayim here? Beis Hasayim doesn't have anything to do with this. This is only about, Beis Hasayim is regarding a karpe shel hukaf l'dira. But here, the pasin, avalam haya deer, but it's the Chacham continue, but if it's you have a deer, what's a deer? Rashi says, if you split up your field into different areas, and you put your animals in one area for 2 weeks, another area for 2 weeks, because you want to fertilize the ground, so the animals will live in a certain area, and after 2 weeks the ground will be very fertilized. That's a deer. Sahar is another place where you keep the animals. Muksa or backyard, chaser or a yard. Afilu beis chameshes kurin. Afilu beis asar kurin mutter. As big as you want it, there's always mutter. So they say the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no limit on how far away the pasin are allowed to be, as long as you add in, they don't have so much distance between them. As the Mishnah continues again, you're allowed to be marking as much as you want, make them so wide, as long as you're marbre pasin, so that there's no space, more than 10 amos, or more than 13 and a third amos, between these pasin. It's an important Rashi here, which the Bir Halacha picks up on. The last Rashi on the Mishnah, the Rashi here says, v'chatzer shalafnei abatim, to kol hani hakefen ledirahu, v'hani pasi beros nami, and also these pasi beros were hukaf ledira. Ho'olu meimein ru'in l'shtiyas adam, tashvish dir ma'al yasahu. Because they're roi for a person to drink, it's called roi hukaf ledira. Why does Rashi say ru'in l'shtiyas adam? Right, you're giving your animals to drink. Why does that have to be roi l'shtiyas adam? So the Bir Halacha, at the beginning of Shin Nun Ches, says, points to this Rashi, and that's the simen on the top in the Shulchan Aruch. It's called Hekef Shalahukaf Ladira. Kagon Ganos Vetapetim Ksatra. She ain't Msuyim Lishmar Besochan. Let's say you made something not to be Makafit Ladira, but just to guard what was in it. Asru Chacham Latalta Besocha Yoseme Arba Amos Imu Yoser Mi Beis Hasayim. Right? You have to treat it like not a Rosh Hashiach. Treat it like Rosh Hashiach if it's, or at least a Carmelist, if it's more than Beis Hasayim, if it wasn't Hukaf Ladira. Says that in that Bir Halacha, he says v'da'od the svar is Rashi le'inyan pasi biros mishum de'me'in chaz la'adam tashvish dir ma'al yisahi einu muskemes l'divrei akol, and he continues tsarach iyon l'chora minolahu ha. Where does Rashi get this from? V'mailo nema kipshuto, that it's miyucha l'diras behema, and that's enough. So for some reason Rashi says roi l'diras adam is needed, but Bir Halacha points out that there's no makar really for this, and other Rishonim do not agree. Okay, now we go to the Gemara. So the Gemara here tries to say possibly three different Tanaim are against the Mishnah, and each one is going to be rejected, that maybe the Tan is not against the Mishnah. First, the Gemara says, Lema Masisu Dilo Chananya. Maybe our Mishnah is against the following Chananya. The Tanya, Chananya says, well, first the Tanakama says, Osin Pasin Le Ba'or, V'chavalin Le Shayara. The Tanakama says, you're allowed to make Pasin, you're allowed to make these boards up for a bar, to fill up water in a bar, V'chavalin Le Shayara, but for a Shayara, we had at the end of the previous parak, for a caravan of three people, and you want to create a riches around them. It's not dafka for the Oli Regalim, but for Shayara. So then we don't allow you just to put up pasit on the corners. You have to pull up ropes. You have to pull ropes all around the area, which is a higher standard that is required. But Chananya, Omer Chananya says, no, you're not, you don't even have allow that. Chavolin labor avalo pasin. Chananya says, no, for a bor too, you need ropes. So not, and you can't have just pasin. So the question of Gemara is, isn't Chananya against our Mishnah? Because he rejects the whole concept. So Gemara says, no, afilu tema Chananya. Even Chananya could agree to our Mishnah, bor lechud be'er lechud, but we weren't medayik in the language. There's a difference between a bor, a pit filled with water, and a be'er, a well, that naturally has spring water coming out of it. In the Mishnah, what's the difference between the two? The issue is, as Rashi explains, that a bor could run out of water. And if a bor runs out of water, and then you have no usage, you don't have the heter anymore of the Oli Regalim, that you need the water. If there's no water left in there, a be'er will never run out. Connected to the natural springs. So when does Chananya, what's the Mishnah talking about that allows it? That's by a Be'er, Biraos, and Be'eros, that's what the Mishnah's talking about. That's what Chananya would agree to. What's Chananya talking about? That he does not allow Boros, because he's worried that you're going to run out and continue to use the Heter. That's one version. Ikadamri, another version with Chananya. Midalok tani Chananya omar osachaval labor pasan labeir. Since Chananya doesn't make the beferish chilik between bor beir, michlal and must be till Chananya loshna bov loshna beir chaval and pasan lo. Since he doesn't make a chilik, it must be that Chananya does not distinguish between bor and beir, and both require chaval and ropes all around it and not pasan. Leim masiz dilok Chananya's. Therefore, let's say the Chananya is against our Mishnah. So Gemara answers no. I feel the same of Chananya. Now, even the Armisha could even be Chananya. Because what Chananya, why is he talking about Boros only and not Be'eros? Because he's just answering what the Tanakama was talking about. But really, he would agree that Be'er is okay. But the Tanakama was just speaking about Boros. That's why he spoke about Boros too. But Lamaskana, according to both versions, Chananya could work out with our Mishnah. That was number one. Number two. Leibim Masin is to look Rabbi Akiva. Let's say our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah later on. Ditznan. Rabbi Akiva says, Echad be'er harabim ve'echad bar harabim u be'er hayachid osim lahen pasin. Rabbi Akiva says, in all these three cases, if you have a bor of the tzibur, a public bor, or a be'er of either the tzibur or the yachid, you can make pasin. What's the issue of tzibur and yachid? The issue is that if it's of a tzibur, then each one would remind each other. So there's less worry by a bor of the rabim, but there is a worry by a bor of the yachid. So says Rabbi Akiva, as long as you have one ma'al yusa, so then it's good enough. So a be'er of the rabbim has both. It'll never run out. And it's of the tzibur. A bor of the rabbim has one ma'al yusa. It's of the rabbim. And the be'er of the yachid has one ma'al yusa. It's a be'er. So by all those cases, you're allowed to rely on the heter of pasin to put these corner posts up. Aval bor ha'yachid osel mechizik v'asar atvachim divrei Rabbi Akiva. But by a bor of a yachid, a private bar, which might run out, then there's nobody else to remind you, that's the worst case, and for that you have to build a real machitza. You can't rely on the pasin. Bilohacha, and that's what Rabbi Akiva says, but our Mishnah says, Tanili Biros, it says Biros in Laboros Lo. Our Mishnah seems to say, all Be'eros are okay, but no Boros. And Rabbi Akiva allows you by a bar of a rabbim. So our Mishnah seems to be more limited than Shita's Rabbi Akiva. So our answer is no, Afilatema Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva can fit into our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah then only talk about Be'er? Because Be'er Mayim Chaim the Psikal Eid Losha Rabim Losha the Yachid Ketani. Our Mishnah just wants to say clear Kadinim. So Be'eros, it's clear. All Be'eros are okay. You're allowed to make Pasin. That's why it talks about Be'eros. Bor Mechunasin Delo Psikal Eid Loktani. But a bor where the water is Mechunas, it's not clear because some are good, some are bad. Yachid and Rabim, that's why it does not say it in the Mishnah. But again, no Raya, there will be Kivas against our Mishnah. And finally, number three, Leiv Masisa Delok Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. Maybe our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba in that same Mishnah. Ditzan, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba Omer Einos and Pasin Elaber Am Bovad. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba has the most limited shita. You're only allowed to make Pasin around where you have both two mal uses. It's a be'er and it's a the rabbit. That's what he says. And our Mishnah says Lebeiros, all Beiros, Lo Shad Rabbim, Lo Shad Yachid. Right, so our Mishnah seems to be more expansive than the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Answers the Gemara, no, I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, my Biros to Alma. No, when it says Be'eros in the Mishnah, it means all Be'eros. What does Dafka mean, Rabbim and Yachid? All Be'eros of the Rabbim, but in a Finami, maybe Be'eros of the Yachid, the Mishnah wouldn't allow either. So either way, the Maskana is that the Mishnah, that Lav Dafka is against any of these Tanan. The Gemara ends off. My Diyumdin, what is the language of Diyumdin in the Mishnah? Amr Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar, Diyo Amudin. To Amudin, that's where it gets the language of the Mishnah. And because we have this last statement of Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar, so now we're Zochet to have two blots of Agadata in the all statements of Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar about various different topics in Shas. Okay. Tzran Hasam, says the Mishnah in Demai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what is Demai? If you remember, Demai is food that was bought from an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz is somebody who was chashed that he didn't take off Chumus or Maeseros. And though Rov Am Haaretz Ma'asrin Hain, both Am Haaretz take off Chumus or Maeseros. Again, some of them, they do take off Chumah Gadola because they're scared of it. They don't take off Maeser Rishon, and they don't take off Chumas Maeser because Chumas Maeser comes out of the Maeser Rishon. So they don't take off certain Chumas or Maesers. So the Rov Am Haaretz Ma'asrin Hain, Rov do, but it's a Dinder Rabbanan that you still have to be mafred Chumus or Maeseros because there is a miyut that is not ma'aser. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ha-shisin peturin. Shisin, which Rashi explains, are bad figs, very inferior figs. They're putter from Demai. You could assume that the Am Haaretz himself took off Chumas and Maeseros because they're so bad dates. So therefore, you could assume he wasn't makpid to keep it for himself, and he took off Chumas and Maeseros. Chutz min ha-diyufra, except for the diyufra, because the diyufra is a chashav one, so we have to be worried about that. My diyufra, what is diyufra? Why is it called diyufra? Amar ula ilan ha'osa diyo peiros bashana. An ilan that makes two peiros Bishana. Among others, it has two growth cycles, and it blossoms twice, and it produces fruit twice a year. That is what Ula said. I saw one of the Achronim point out that maybe this Gemara is against the Tzavar of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Why? Because in the Tzavar of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, it says any tree that the will of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is a famous will where he has many different quote-unquote laws, about shaving on Rosh Chodesh and marrying somebody with the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law having the same name, many different issues that some are makbid about. So there it says any tree that produces fruit twice a year, you have to cut it down. So this Gemara seems to say it's a good thing, right? Diofra is this chash of figs. So some say that it's against the Gemara. So 2 points. Number one is that in general, we discussed in the past the truth. I think we did when we did Maseches Brachas on one of the daf in there. We discussed that the truth of the Noda Bihuta, where he talks about the Tzavar Bihuta HaChassid, where he says that if you look in the Tzavar Bihuta HaChassid, there are many things that are foolish against the Gemara and against Halacha. For example, he says that it's usur for an uncle to marry his niece, and we know the Gemara says it's a mitzvah for an uncle to marry the niece, among other halachas. But he says, so what are you supposed to do when you have one of the great Baalei HaMasorah that say things that are mefurish against halacha that we know in Shas? And you can't argue on anything in Shas. That's what he says. You can't argue after Shas, argue with a Rishon. Okay, but argue on anything in Shas. It's really a Ramon Choshe Mishpah that already says. You're not allowed to argue on anything in Shas. Ravina Verabashi Sofora is the language of the Gemara. So what do you say? So you have two options, says the Noda Bihuda. Either you say he wasn't one of the Baalei HaMasorah, which we don't want to say here, because we know he was a Yehuda HaChassid. The other option to say is that really he didn't mean this for Klal Yisrael. He just meant this for his family. He meant this for his own family. He saw that certain zivugim wouldn't be olin yafeh. He saw that certain halachos he wanted to institute into his family, because he saw that would be proper for his family. But after that, they meant it for all of Klal Yisrael. So too, maybe he saw something, you could say that here too. He didn't mean it to be halacha for everybody. You don't have to say it's against the Gemara, but I saw one of the other Achronim who say that no, maybe his whole pshat is only a tree that's supposed to produce only one fruit a year, and it produces two, so it's Mishana from its Teva. That's the problem. Here we're talking about a tree that's supposed to produce twice a year. So that's why even he would agree that this wouldn't be included in the Saba. Okay, either way, it's an important Shuvah the Noda Bihuda to know about. Continues the Gemara. Amr, Rabbi Ben Elazar, Dio. So once we're talking about twos, we're going to talk about the two faces of Adam HaRishon. Dio, parts of Panim Hayalol Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon had two faces. Shenemar, Achar Vakedem Sartani. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Achar, back and front, you created me. And therefore he had two faces. One of them was Chava, as the Gemara says right now. It's subject to a machlokas. Ksiv, even Hashem Elokim Asat Tzela, Hashem built the Tzela, the rib. But says the Gemara, the rib, even though we translate it as rib, there's a machlokas what exactly Chava was built from. Rav Shmuel Chanamar Parsif once said, really, it was just a two-faced figure. And Chava was really part of Adam. The Chanamar Zadav, it came from the tail. The Adam was built with a tail, and from that tail, Hashem fashioned Chava. If you think about it, what other creature, terrestrial creature, doesn't have a tail? Humans seem to be, if not the only, one of the only ones without the tail. So this is maybe a smach to that cheetah, Chanamar Zanav, because that's what happened to man's tail. So there's machlokas about Chanamar parts of Chanamar Zanav. Bishlam alamandamar parts of Hanatos of Adav Akadam Sartani. So I understand the pasuk of Achar, front and back, you created me. If you say there are two parts sufin, that's front and back. Elamanda Amar Zanav, my Achar Vakadam Sartani. But according to the one who says it was the tail, so what is Achar Vakadam Sartani? Kidder Rabbi Ami, maybe it's coming to teach me Rabbi Ami. Demar Rabbi Ami, Achar Lamais of Rashis. Achar means he was last in creation. The Kadam Lepuranis, but he was first to get punished. Bishlama Achar Lamais of Rashis to Lo Ivri Ad Bali Shapsa. I understand what it means he was last Achor to Mais of Rashis because he was created last out of all the creatures. He was created late Friday afternoon. Elavakadam lePuranis Mai, he. What about first to Puranis? Ile Mishum Klala. What, he was cursed first? He got the first punishment in history? That's not true. Habat Chilin is called Nacha. Shul Basobin is called Chava. Basobin is called Adam. Nacha, the snake got it first. And then Chava, then Adam. Right? Hashem punished in that order. Ella, so what does that mean? That he was first in punishment? Lamabel, in the Mabel story, he was first. Man was first. And everything was punished from the people to the animals, the chulu. So people were punished first. Why were the animals? Because as punished, because Chazal say that that they also were mizdavik b'she'in aminam. They also mizdavik b'she'in aminam. What do you mean, animals? So the Beis Halevi writes in Parshas Noach that the behavior of people influence nature around them. And if people behave in an adulterous fashion, in a fashion that mixes and matches the species, animals will follow. And that's what the Beis Halevi says. It brings rise from different midrashim that the teva around in a certain area is always influenced by the behavior of the people in that area. Before we continue, there's a fascinating shuvah of the Shvus Yaakov where he quotes our Gemara. Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Siman Dalid, The fourth tshuva in all of the Shvus Yaakov, there was a baby brought in front of the Shvus Yaakov, a non-Jewish baby. So the Shaila was just asked conceptually, what would happen if this was a Jewish baby? The Shaila was, it was a baby that was brought, it was Siamese twins. It was babies that were connected at the head. And he describes it that you look at the back of these babies, they have two totally separate bodies. But if you look at the back of the head, it looks like there's one very wide head with two ears, one on the right side, one on the left side. But if you look at the front, there's two faces. There's totally two beings here. The only thing they're missing is the inner ear. The baby on the right doesn't have a left ear, the baby on the left doesn't have a right ear, but they're totally connected. So the Shaila was, if Chas v'Shalom, this type of baby is born to Jewish babies, so then what's the din regarding the various halachas? That was the Shaila. So he says, Sha'alta hashoel stam k'she'elas hasam, v'kamakam lo ashipanev, you asking me not a halacha l'maisa, right? You're just saying, if it would happen, but I'm going to answer you anyway. So first he goes to the Gemara Menachos, where it talks about, what if somebody a baby has two heads? A person has two heads, which one does he wear tefillin on? The Gemara talks about, can that really be possible? But it's according to that, he says, the whole question of the Gemara, whether it really came true or not, is by one body and two heads. But in our case, says the Shvus Yaakov, it's two different bodies. The Vade Trey Gufin, it was definitely considered two Gufim, two bodies. And also the Partsufin, the faces and the heads are two. They're just Dovot Bukad Katam. And then he adds in, V'ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. Shekein ha'is, why? Where was this ever before in history? Shekein ha'is, b'tchila sabriya. This is the way it was in the beginning of the creation, k'di'isa be'ervin, as it says in Ervin, on our daf, u'be midrashim, du partzufim bera'am. As we're going to have in a minute, the pasuk refers to this creation in the plural, bera'am. Shenemer zachar nekeva bera'am, v'yikra shmam adam. B'ava b'shal yidvukim kol ha'guf. Still, mikri shnei brios. And then he goes on, fascinating to discuss, what do you do regarding tefillin? Where do you put tefillin? Do you have two tefillins between the two sets of eyes? What do you do yidin Yerusha? He says, pashit, that they're the yorish two chalakim. Can they get married? He says, technically they can't get married, because you can never be mishamish your wife in front of somebody else, and the other person is always there. What about, he says, maybe the father, though, is Yosef Puravu with having this double child, because it could be a boy and a girl. The doctors have told me, though, that it's by Siamese twins, it's impossible. It's exactly the same DNA makeup, so it's either two boys or two girls. But at least theoretically, you could be Yotzei, Pru, Urevu, with just this being. And then he talks about, what about Chalitza? He says the right one should do Chalitza, because the Yamin is always Adif, and we have a lot of different Shilas. And at the end, he ends off saying, Nirali Ludina, this is all what I think, V'rachmana Lishafinhu should save us, Mikol Bria Mishuna, Umaguna. That's what he ends off. But that's related. The first thing he quotes is our Gemara. Okay, continues the Gemara. Where are we? After the Mabul. Second skinny, medium line. Bishlam, Madam, are parts of Hanan Dosev, Ayitzer, Treyudin. According to one, it says it's two parts Sufin. I understand the double two yuds, one for each part. So, Elamadam, son of my, Vayitzer. But according to one, it says tail. So what's the vayitz of the double yuds? Because Shimon Pasi is a teacher for Shimon Pasi, which we had in Brachos. There is Shimon Pasi, oily mi yitzri, oily mi yotzri. Rashi explains, oy woe for my yitzahara, one for my yotzri, my creator. If I do good, my yitzahara jumps on my back. If I do bad, my yotzri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, jumps on my back. So either way, woe is me. That's the two yuds, the yitzri and yotzri. Bishlam, among them are parts of Hainet Sev Zachar Nekev Bera'am. According to the one who says two parts of him, I understand this plural. Bera'am, he created them, because there's two beings connected here. Elamandam are Zanav, my Zachar Nekev Bera'am. Born of said Zanav, the Teo. What does it mean? He created them. It's one being. Look at the Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo himself asks this stira, this contradiction between two psukim. Rabbi Avo, Rami Ksiv Zachar Nekev Bera'am. Rabbi Avo says, one pasuk says, male and female, he created them. Viksiv, and the other pasuk says, Besamo Kim Bara Oso. He created him. Is it a him or is it a them? So says the Gemara, Betchila also b'machshava libros shnayim. At the beginning, Betchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought to create it as two, ulubasof lo nivra ela echad, but then he decided to create it as one. Right, so this is always, what do you say, kaviyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a change of heart. What does this mean? So the Marsha says, in Ksuba says, maybe this is connected to, like, we say by Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world of Bemidas Adin, but he said he couldn't work, so he created Bemidas Harachamim. So what do we hear too? Why did he change his mind? Why did he create it? He wanted to create it as two, but then he changed his mind and created it as one. But then what happened? Then he split. He split on the Machava. So that's what he got anyway in the first place. So what did he have to? He thought, wanted to create it as two, then create it as one, then he had to split it. So what's going on here? So the Rishonim already talk about an idea, which is expanded upon by the Barshan Ksubis there, but I'll read to you the beautiful Lashon of the Gra in Mishlei. The Gra in his commentary in Mishlei is one of a few things, I think, that the Gra himself wrote. Most of what we have from the Gra are from his Talmidim. All the Mefarshim, the Kol Eliyahu, the Deres Eliyahu, all those are from Talmidim. I think, I'm not 100% sure, that the Gra himself wrote his commentary in Mishlei. But there in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud, he says, what does that mean? B'tchila olam machshava? He says, v'chichas v'shalom yishinui. Is there shinui regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ella no. He says, no. Shema shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'isha hu k'dei lios lo le'ezer. The point of a wife to Adam, says the Gra, is to be a help, to be an ezer. V'chimat to'elos bash k'shem guf echad. If they would ultimately stay as one guf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to split them. Because to be married, you can't be married, you know, you have to everybody's different. You have to be married to somebody different in order to have a perfect marriage. You're not the exact same person. They complement each other. You know, one person's cold, one person's hot. One person's the good, that pays the bills, and one person this. You have to complement each other. You're not always, a man and a wife are always something's very different. But they complement each other. So you can't remain as guf echa. That's why Kadosh Baruch had a split. Why couldn't he create that? Why couldn't he create them as split? The ikar ataklus yushu shnayim. That's the ultimate purpose, that they should be two. Why did he do that at first? It's a beautiful Sheva Brachas Torah. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already put in the Bria that man and woman should get married. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them separately to start off with, they would never get married. They'll be different, and if two people are so different, how could they ever get married? Because they're not connected in any way. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates them together in the first place. So when a person finds the correct mate, so it's as if they're coming back to the unit that was. Each person is a half a person until they come back. Right? The Gemara says you're not a shalem until you get married, because you're completing the half that was. And that's the Gemara about Arbam Yom Kodem Yisir Safalad. A Baskel goes out, because that's relating back to what happened by Adam Arishon. V'zeo betchila, says the Gemara, that's betchila. Why betchila? Because that's the goal. That's what betchila means. You want to be shnayim, because shnayim is the goal. But the only way to have shnayim that could come together is to be able to already put it into the bria that they would want to, that marriage is really a returning to the ultimate unit that was at the time of creation. I notice there's even one line in the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban in Parshas Bereishis, that where the Ramban refers to this idea in one line. The pasuk says, "V'ha'yu akon yazav ishes aviv es imo v'davak be'ishto v'ha'yu lo basar echad." It should be like one basar. So what does one basar mean? Rashi says it means the child. The child is a representative of the flesh of the husband and the wife. Says the Ramban, no, because that's not unique to people. Even animals have basar echaden, and this seems to be like something unique to people. Says the Ramban, it's about the relationship. Animals don't have relationships. Even the monogamous animals, penguins or whatever, the other animals, they don't have relationships. But he says, "Anochem be'inai ki behema v'chaya ein lohem dveikus b'nekevo sehen." Avol yabo zachar alizim nekeva shem suvi yelchu u'mipnei ze amar kasha. That's why the pasuk emphasizes, and this line is related to us. Ba'avur she nekevas ha'adam ha'isa etzam yatzamav, because the nekeva and the zachar were one flesh, one person, one bones. Ubasar mibsaro, that's what is ma'afsher. That's what later allows the husband and the wife to come back to each other. He'll want to be with her. So that's what the Ramban writes in Perak Beis, Pasuk Chaf Dalet of Bereishis, that it's already in the Rishonim already. The Gra expands on it, but that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu first created one, then created two, and then first created one, then had create two, then one, and then split us, in order for marriage to be possible. Okay, and the Marshan Ksubis also talks about this as well. Continues the Gemara, first wide line. Bishlam alamanda amar partsuf. If I understand again, according to one who says partu, created two partsuf, and handu sevi iskorbas tachtana. You have to close up the flesh, because if you take off the face, you got to close up the flesh. Alamanda amar zonda mayiv iskorbas tachtana. But according to one who says tail, then you just took off an extra piece. What are you closing up? Amar is vid bitamer of yirmer bitamer of anachem bar yisloch lenischra lamakam achetach. No, it means the place where you cut off a tail. You gotta close that up, that spot. According to the one who says, now Zana fits in well, I understand that the verb vayivin, and he had to build a chava out of a tail. Parts of my vayivin, but if you already have a part of the whole face there, she's already built. So what's vayivin? Two possibilities. Number one, like the Shimon Menasya. Number one, like the Shimon Menasya. The Darshim Shimon Menasya. Vayivin Hashem Elokim is at Sela. What does it mean? Melamed Shekila LaHakadosh Baruch Hu LaChava. The Hevia LaAdam Arishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair, made her beautiful, and brought her to Adam Arishon to get married. Shekain Bekrache Hayam Koren LaKliyasa Beniyasa. Because in the islands out in the Yam, they called Kliasa, they called braiding Beniasa. So that's why how Vayiven means braiding. Dover Acher, or another child, what else could Vayiven mean? Vayiven, Hashem Elokim, Amar Chiz, Vayiven, Vesis, Atana, Melamed, Shevbana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachava, Kebinyan Otsar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the female as a Binyan Otsar, built like a storage container. That, and that's meant in the best way possible, as we'll see. Ma otzar zeh rachav milamata v'katzim milamala, k'di l'kabel asaperos. Just like an otzar, in order to have a storage barrel or a storage place which will function properly, it has to be wider at the bottom and narrower on top so it could hold. If it was wider at the top, it would fall over. So just like that's a proper storage, af ha'isha rachav milamata v'katzim milamala, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a woman wider, lower down, and thinner on top. Meaning the nature of women is as they mature, their hips get wider. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a woman wider hips? It's part of the Siyanta Deshmaya, part of the divine plan, in order for a woman to be able to hold a child. Because if a woman is the most wide at the shoulders, and then and then she has the baby, she's going to tip over whenever she gets pregnant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka created. That's the second shot of what Vayiven is. Vayiven, he created her, he built her like this. Vayiviel Adam, finishing the darshaning the pasuk, and he brought her to man. Malamei she asak HaKadosh Baruch Hu shushbinus l'adam arishon. What does it mean that he brought her? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked Chava down the aisle. He was her the shushbin to Adam Harishon. Right? Rashi here says, what's a shushbin? Rashi says, third line, shenishtadel b'chisuno l'samcho u'l'hisasik b'tzorachisu d'schupa. He made the wedding. He helped make the wedding. So he was the shushbin for Adam Harishon. Mikan, what do you learn from here that Hashem did that? L'gadol she'asa shushbinis l'katan. A gadol, even a very chashav person, should be involved in making the wedding for a katan, for somebody who's lower down, v'al yeralo, and he shouldn't be evil in his eyes, something that he shouldn't be involved in. Okay, finishes up the Gemara. Lamanda Amar parts of Haman Ayosage Bereisha. According to the one who says it was du partsufin, they were two faces. Which face went first? Was it Adam's face? Which one was the front? Which was the back? So Amar Rachman Bar Yitzchak. Rachman Yitzchak tells us a very somewhat difficult connection to our case, but Mistavra the Zachar Sagi Bereisha. The Zachar, the male, must have gone first, right? Adam must have gone first. Why? Tanya, because the Braisa says, "Lo yahalach Adam achorei isha baderech afilu hi ishto." Right, a man can't walk behind a woman on the road, even his wife. Right, so again, it's strange. There's two different people, and here it's you're looking backwards. Dafka don't see if it was the other face. Okay, but some Mefarshim ask. At least the message is you don't have to take it literally. But it's that's the halacha. A person shouldn't walk behind a woman. Afilu hi ishto. Why afilu hi ishto? Shirashi here explains a little bit. Shu gnailo. Rashi says first skinny line is a gnai. Not exactly sure what that means. Nizdamna lagesher. We'll talk about it more in a minute. Nizdamna lagesher. He's talking to lestadin. If you're passing a woman on a bridge, go to the side. Don't go right behind her. Chala over achare isha benar in lochel kolam haba. And if somebody goes after a woman in the river, where is a place Rashi explains where a woman is crossing and she has to lift up her clothes in order to, if they don't, not to get wet, and a person's there, ein lo chelek lo olam haba. That person has no chelek in olam haba. And two horrors. Number one, it says v'chol ha'over, people who are over. So it doesn't sound like it's a one-time thing. If you're this type of person who is over, all these things of ein lo chelek olam haba, somebody who does this, many times. Number one. Number two, and that's an important. What is the issue here? Is the issue of histaklus? Some Rishonim in the Rambam seems to say it's a histaklus issue. The Meiri here says there's a chshad issue. People are going to see you following the woman. Either way, that's the halacha in the Gemara. Interesting tshuva in the Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zaman, was asked by the Tzitz Eliezer. So only at the end, in Simin Sadek Aleph, and Chelek Aleph, Simin Sadek Aleph, Oschav Gimel. He was asked by the Tzitz Eliezer, what happens if you're about to get on a bus, and you see an Ishas Chaver, a very chash of a woman coming down, and you want to let her go on the bus first, right? Else Derech Eretz. But do you violate this halacha of following a woman? So what should you do? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch says, Paga Isha Bashuk. So Paga Isha Bashuk, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you happen to meet. Sounds like usually wouldn't, usually don't, and here you are Paga Isha Bashuk. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it sounds like Kiyadua, that earlier in history, women never left the house. Called Kavud Bas Mal Pnima, they never left the house. And he quotes even the Shita of the Chassam Sofer. It's a big issue why married women, many hold that married women should not light their own Hanukkah candles. Right, the various, we had a share in it, various reasons. But the Chassam Sofer is quoted as saying that because women are never outside, so and you have to light outside the Chatzar, so therefore that's why the minhag develops, even though nowadays women do go outside. But again, even in the Chassam Sofer's time, a couple hundred years ago, women didn't go out. V'lachain, he says, says Shlomo Zalman. So then there's going to be a chashash gadol that if you're not used to that, and then it's a choser tznius. But here, says Rosh Hashanah, Mashiach is my name. Hare Afim Yivrach Meyachori Isha. Yimsa take up his Aswach Raya Isha Chares. He's going to run away from behind one woman, he's going to be behind another woman. There are plenty of women. There are even more women outside than men, says Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of pritzos that are Shlomo Zalman, and listen to this great line. Haparitz meruba al ha'omed. The parts when we start off the daf with parts is meruba al ha'omed. That's why this is in Maseches Eruvin. Famous Baishim lehistakel beisha gam b'faneil. Lachen yirlan yizdati b'makom mitzvah b'makom sarach ein talmachem b'zmaneinu. So already says b'zman hazeh because we're so used to it. Obviously, one has to keep the tznius and keep distance and be careful. But at least in terms of this halacha, you know, walk down the streets of Manhattan, you know, you're always going to be behind, you know, behind somebody. So the halacha is a little different b'zman hazeh. Tanu rabbanan tudat hamaratza mostly isha. Once we're talking about a few inyani tznius, we go to a little bit more. Hamaratza mostly isha miyadu liyada o miyadu liyado bishvil histakoba. If a person counts money into a woman's hand in order that he can look at her, afilu dome lemoshe rabbeinu shekibal torah mi arsinai, even if a person has Torah and mitzvahs like Moshe Rabbeinu and he feels, oh, it's not going to affect me, he feels he's allowed to, lo yinaka midina shel gehenim, he won't be cleansed from the din of Gehenim. Ba'alava kos of Omer, yad liyad, lo yinake ra, lo yinake medina shol Gehenim. Yad liyad, a reference to that halacha. 2 points. Number one, let's say you're maratza mos miyad liyad, but not bishvil estakoba. That is mutter, the Gemara seems to say. This hoshata miyad liyad. The answer is that many of the harchakas between a husband and a wife when the woman is a nida are more stringent than even a non-wife. Right, if you look at the beginning of the Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of the Siman about Harchakas, he writes that this is because there's a huge kula that we have by Ishto Nida, and that's the heter of Yichud, right? The world would be impossible if you didn't have that heter. So because of that, then Chazal created a comprehensive system of reminders for us to make sure that that we always keep our distance from Ishto Nida. So that's why there are more chumras by Ishto Nida than other women, but that's Hoshata Miyal Liyad. It's one of them, handing things. But handing things just to another woman without Nagia, of course, but without touching, but just handing things, dropping something in the money in the cash register's hand, so that would be Mikra Din okay. But here the Gemara says, the histakel, but that's the problem. Number one. Number two is the verb histakel. In English, there are different verbs that we could use for looking. It's what we will call three verbs I'll give you. Glancing, looking, staring, or gazing. Those are a few different words. So Gemara here says histaklus. Histaklus is not glancing. Because glancing, you know, you have to go on a bus. You're walking down the street. So sometimes we glance, we see something that's, we just look away right away. But histaklus is at least the second level of looking. That shouldn't be, that we should have to make sure we stay away from. That we should have to guard our eyes, that we shouldn't even be a stock of looking. Gazing for sure, staring for sure. But even looking, that second level, is something that we should stay away from. Amr Rav Nachman, Manoach Am Haaretz Haya. Rav Nachman says Manoach was an Am Haaretz, at least in regarding a certain halacha. Shenemar, why? Because it says Vayakom Vayelach Manoach Achrei Ishto. Because it says Manoach went after his wife, right? When he wanted to go see the Malach Hashem of that his wife was right, that told him that he was going to have a son called Shimshon. Again, it's difficult, but he had to go after his wife. His wife said there was a malach there. Either way, that's what Rav Nachman says. We're going to reject this in a minute anyway. Maskev la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, elamiyata, gabi Elkana. But you're going to say, what do you mean? You're going to say every time it says that in Tanakh, the Ranam Aretz, Elkana, the father of Shmuel, the chsiva yigalef Elkana, achar ishto, hachinami. You're going to say he's also an Am Haaretz? Right, Tosfos and Brachos points out there is no such pasuk. But not for now. You can look on the side. It talks about it. But gabi Elisha, the chsiva yakam yilach acharech, hachinami. Elisha, the great Elisha in Hanavi, said also, he's an Amaretz. Ella, what does it mean? Don't take it literally. Ella acharei dvarav eitz sasa. It means it went after the her eitzes. Hachanami acharei dvarav eitz sasa. It means he went after the eitzes of his, the advice of his wife, but not that he really followed. Amar Rav Ashi, well, the Amar Rav Nachman Manoach Amaretz, another problem. Well, you Rav Nachman said Manoach is an Amaretz. If you really hold that, afilu be Rav Nami lo chorus, then you're in effect saying that he didn't even learn Pesukim and Chumash. Because there's a pasuk in Chumash that tells us this halacha. Tchsiv, it says in pasuk in Chayisara, v'takam Rivka ben Arusev v'takavna al hagmalim. Rivka got up when she came back with Eliezer and got up on the camels. V'telachna acharei ha'ish. She went after the man. Why does it add in that phrase? V'lo lefnei ha'ish. To teach me that she went afterwards and not before. Period. Amar Rav Yochanan. Also Chazal that we had at the end of Brachas. Acharei ariv lo acharei isha. It's better to go after a lion and not after a woman. Acharei isha v'lo acharei avodas kochavim. Better after a woman, though, not after an ovid avodas zara. Acharei avodas kochavim. V'lo, what's the worst? Acharei beis haknesses b'shar shatzibur mispalin. Going behind the shul when a tzibur is davening. And already Rashi and the Mefarshim in Brachas, when this Gemara first came up, pointed out, this is talking about when there's only one shul in town and they're davening and you're not going in. So that's near a kofar, right? Where else? This is the only place you could be davening. If you have other shuls, you're allowed to walk by. But if it's the only shul, it appears that you're rejecting a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't want to daven, and that's the problem. Next, Damon of Rabbi Ben Elazar. Amar Rabbi Ben Elazar, Kolozon Hashem, Shai Adam Rishon, Nidui, all those years that Adam Rishon was excommunicated from Hashem after he was thrown out of Gan Eden, Holid Ruchin Vishayd Velelin. Amazing line. He was molded, he reproduced spirits and demons and other kinds of demons. Shenemar, as it says, Vayichi Adam Shloshim Hashana, it says Adam was 130 years old and he gave birth to children in his form, in his image. Beforehand, he had children not in his image. Right? And that's what we darshan. He had these Ruchin and Shadin and Leyland. There are even Midrashim that talk about that he added in the word Kofim to this Chazal. Not just spirits and demons, but Kofim meaning monkeys. So I like to say that we believe in the anti-evolution, chas v'shalom, that monkeys or gorillas ever developed into people. We reject that wholeheartedly. But the opposite is true. Man could degenerate into monkeys, right? And man could degenerate into ruch and shade and have these lower level. Chas v'shalom, the avak, Hashem Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon, Bakoma Gavoa, right? Fully, right? The Adam Arishon was created. But the opposite, a lot of these fossils or whatever, they say there's resemblances in Achinami. That might have been the opposite. Might have been based on this Gemara and this Chazal. But that is the opposite of evolution, anti-evolution. Okay, Meisvei, answer the Gemara. Hayir Meir Omer Adam Harishon Chasid Gadol Haya. Adam Harishon was very pious. Kibet Shereshin Kusim Yisal Yada. Once he saw that he caused Misa to the world, Yashav B'tayin is Meir Shloshim Shana. He fasted for 130 years. Opirish Meir Isha Meir Shloshim Shana. And he was parish from his wife for 130 years. The hell was there's a tainim of sorrow Meir Shloshim Shana. And he wrapped thorns of figs around his basar for 130 years. Again, that's the 130 from the pasuk before. So the kashas you see here, he wasn't with his wife, so how could he have any kids? Even these lower level types of ruch and shade and valelin. So Mara says, you're right, Kikam Rinan, he didn't really have those ruch and shade and valelin from Chava. Came from a different source. Kikam Rinan, ahu b'shechva zera, the chazala onse. No, he had some type of emission from him, and that somehow caused these to come out. Obviously, if a man and a woman are together, then they would have a human. But maybe out of the Shechva Zera came, he was on a very low level spiritually, came these other types of spirits. Interesting. So a few of the Bali Musar say, why Dafke? He fasted, he separated from his wife, and he put it as Zerze to Einim. The three things that he did wrong. He fasted because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. He was parted from his Isha because it was Chava who gave him the advice. And he wrapped a Zerze to Einim on his Basar because there are different opinions in Mesechus Brachas. What was the tree? So one of them was that it was a Teina tree. So that's why he wrapped these thorns of the Teina tree around. Second line. Remember, all of these statements are in the name of the same person. The mixa shivcha shel adam omrim b'fanav. Mixa shevach of a person you can say in front of him, v'kulo shel b'fanav, but don't give him his whole praise in front of him, only when he's not there. Mitzah shivcha b'fanav, why is that? So Rashi here says, k'nira k'machnif. Right? If you give his whole praise in front of him, it appears that you're fawning him, and you look bad. Other mefarshim say, no, it's just that you're going to make him a balgaiva. Either way, either it's bad for you or it's bad for him. But either way, only mixa shivcha b'fanav. Where's the, what's the makar? Mitzah shivcha l'fanav, as Rashi quotes al Torah, d'chsiv, by Noach. When Hashem says to Noach, I'm going to save you, he says, because I know you're a tzaddik. Kulo shlobafanav, and earlier you say the whole thing, shlobafanav, d'chsiv, at the beginning of the parasha, Noach is tzaddik tamim, hayyabedarazav. So you see, it gives a greater description of when it's just talking about him, when it's not talking to him. That's how you know shlobafanav is greater. When the Yonah came back to Noach, he had the olive branch ripped in its mouth. Why dafka an olive branch? The Yonah said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, you mizonos haymirun kizayis, your my mizonos should be bitter as a olive branch. That's why the olive umusurn biyatcha. I'd rather get my Parnasa, my food, my sustenance from you, and I'd rather get that rather than being as sweet as honey and dependent on people. And how do you know that's referring to food? Teref, because in the other pasuk it says teref, the lashon, and puts it with lechem. That's how you know that's referring to bread. Rav Shechter quotes this chazal to when he emphasizes the importance of supporting a family. And making being able to support oneself, whether you're in chinuch or rabbanus, whether you're in any other profession. But it says here, it says Yonah said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'd rather get my bitter food from you, Misurim Biyatcha, rather than rely on somebody else and have it mitzukim midvash. So it's very important. This is one of the makaros in Chazal that you have to support yourself, and you have to make sure that at least at a certain stage of life, you know, you have to be totally on Kadosh Baruch Hu, not totally on Basav Adam, like the Yonah was. Bali must have pointed out, well, this was Karas HaTov for Noach. Noach took care of him for so many years and and this is what he said. He said, I don't want your food. Again, you have to take it, you have to know what the message is of the Chazal, because also Noach sent the Yonah out in B'makam Sakana. So either way, you have to realize the Hakaras HaTov. And just one more line. Rabbi Yehuda Elazar, Kobay Shishmabu Divrei Torah B'Laila, any house that you can hear Divrei Torah in at night, Shuv Eino Nechrav. It will not be destroyed. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, "Lo amar ayel ka usai, no saints me rust balayla." Nobody will say, "Where is Hashem, my Maker, the Maker of the house?" Because it won't be destroyed. No saints me rust balayla, one who sings at night. And the Rashi here says, "Why at night?" Because the voice, the kol is nishma from far away. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamat Torah says, "No, that's nothing to do with how loud you are." But the Rambam says, "This special secret, special schoolus of learning at night." Ein rina shel Torah ela balayla. And that's why it's so important to the Raze Torah are this special quality of nighttime. That's why he writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah that it's very important to learn at night. And if you have a chance to learn by day or by night, it's better to learn at night. Now, you might say you're more tired, you don't have the head for it. Okay, learn whenever you can learn to learn. But there is a special quality of learning at night. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue.